Welcome to the Buccaneers Observer Podcast. This is Ralph Phillips.
And I'm Molly Bay.
Uninspiring. Those are the words that first come to mind. Uninspiring football play.
What do you think it was?
Our offense just shit the bed.
Okay, that offensive line was terrible today. Jameis got hit 10 times, was sacked 4.
Yeah.
Atrocious.
Yeah, definitely got to look at that on all 22. But even still, I counted 5 dropped passes.
Yeah, I think Godwin was targeted 10 times and he only caught it once.
Yeah, and they were off their hands. I mean, they weren't perfect passes by any means, but they were off their hands. They touch your hands, you catch the ball.
Was it the weather?
That would be the excuse I'd throw out there.
Saints didn't seem to have a problem.
No. Well, they practiced in the rain this week, I heard.
Well, don't the Bucks practice in the rain like every day?
Used to. Now we got the indoor stadium. Indoor practice facilities.
They're soft.
Making them soft, yeah. It's a nice facility, though.
It is nice. That AC.
Yeah. They said they can make it snow in there.
I know. I wish we could see that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the same, though.
I wonder if they made them rain. I wonder if they did it. They better have.
Make
if they
rain.
Didn't.
They could just go outside and practice in the rain. That's some first world shit right there.
I can make my inside like my outside.
Right.
I don't have to go outside. Defense did well. Defense, I thought, did their job. We won the turnover battle. We did everything I said to do, and we lost. So, obviously, I'm not a very good coach.
You didn't say for the offense to execute. You forgot that part.
I forgot that part. That was kind of a given, I thought. Catch the ball.
I mean, we had them in the first half. That's what's so frustrating.
Yeah.
We were 14-3. We looked good. We were taking care of the football. We got a turnover from Drew Brees, the fourth of his season. That's it.
Yeah, we should have won this game. We lost this game. This was us. What did we have, 5 penalties and 6 plays at one point?
Oh, my God. That was ridiculous. And then Jensen and Winston going at it on the sideline.
Yeah, what was that all about?
I wish Winston would get up in Donovan Smith's face like that.
I know.
What the, you know, yeah. It's just ridiculous. You're going to get mad at Jensen for a ridiculous penalty, but
yeah,
well, I mean, Donovan nearly gets you killed every game, and you're not mad about that?
We don't know what was going on there. It might have been a long-standing feud. Who knows? You read a lot into that stuff if you want to. I wasn't happy about it. Well, you know, when I saw the game change, when Santos missed that kick.
Really? See, I thought it was a little bit later when Hill blocked that punt.
Wow, that was, man, that guy's
good.
That
was the momentum shift right there.
He's crazy. When he plays quarterback, he looks exactly like Drew Brees, but better.
It's like another Green Bay thing.
Stronger and faster.
Right?
I know.
And then he does everything.
He does everything. He's an old school football player.
Special teams. I know.
I bet he trains by having tires on a rope going up, a log on the back as he's going up and down the stadium steps.
Oh, man. It was just...
It was uninspiring on our part. They didn't do anything, nothing. They didn't do anything special at all. We held Kamara. Thomas was the only one doing anything.
Yeah.
Drew Brees looked like crap. We just gave them a game, you know. Defense did their job. I mean, all those things I just mentioned was because the defense did their job.
They had some bad tackles. There were some bad tackles.
Well, you expected that. 5 per game is what they're averaging.
Right, but this one, I saw like 5-on-1 play. Like at least 5 defenders touched.
You
I think it was
that
Kamara.
Ingram run right up the middle
Ingram,
for the touchdown.
Yeah, something yeah. like that.
Yeah, that's what I said. They ran up the middle good on us. That's the only thing where I said they need to do, they didn't do. That hurt.
Yeah.
But, I'm not giving the defense anything. They did good. They got turnovers. You know, they shut everybody down. They were in Drew Brees' face. Kamara didn't do crap.
Yeah, that first half. And then, I mean, he had 3 yards after, or they
three
had
yards.
3 yards total rushing, the whole team.
Yeah.
At the half, and then they end the game with 100 yards. So they made up for it in the second half.
97
between Kamara and Ooh. Ingram.
I wonder what happened there. Well, that's the thing. You know, Atlanta's always going to adjust, man. When they go into the halftime, they come out. And, you know, they're deadly with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You know, if they're only down by 1, You know, that's more than a 50-50 chance that they're going to get it.
Cutter said those two missed field goals. It wasn't the field conditions. He said Saints didn't have a problem.
This is true.
And they were both between 40, just over 40. I think one was 46, the other one was 40.
Did you watch his press conference? No.
Cutter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Just came out.
What did he say? What did he seem despondent?
A little bit, you know, not happy, but.
Here's the crazy thing. We can still make the playoffs.
Can we really?
Yes.
We had some good things happen today. The Panthers lost to Cleveland. We needed that.
Washington lost.
Washington got their shit kicked out of them.
Yeah, they're done.
Did they score any?
They're done.
Was it a shutout? They got beat by the Giants.
Giants were killing them.
Yeah. I mean, it is a division game, so you got to factor that in, but
they've just the Redskins have lost everything. They just deflated,
and they had Mark Sanchez in and then pulled him, right? I heard that. I mean,
I could have told them they not were, to put Mark Sanchez
I was talking about that the other day. We were watching a few years ago. It was it had to be a Monday night game because John Gruden was announcing it. And I think it was when Sanchez was on the Jets and he's on the sideline with his forehead. He's looking over a playbook and he's got his head in his hands. And John Gruden, you know, he just kisses everyone's ass and he's going, I don't know what's going on with Mark Sanchez. It looks like he's doing calculus on the sideline. And Ralph and I died. We looked at each other like, did he just call Mark Sanchez stupid?
The playbook is like calculus. He's looking at it going, he's got words. It hurts my head. The brain is a terrible thing.
Oh, man. So, Winston, he didn't make any. He had some bad passes, though. There were some.
They
were
sharp.
There was, you know, if that was a better secondary, that would have been picked off. And he was overthrowing those deep shots. Yeah. And, you know, he was not accurate at all today.
Mm-mm.
Is that the weather, or is that having the defensive line in your face the whole game?
I don't know, man. I think it's just I don't think Winston was that bad.
No, he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't sharp. Yeah, he
was,
and that's what Cutter said exactly. He wasn't
really?
Sharp. That's the word he used, sharp. Did you watch it? Are you sure, Ralph?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So there was that.
So I'm a sucky coach like Cutter.
Don't hire Ralph for the job when it comes open.
Yeah, Buccaneers, I'm withdrawing my application.
Peyton Barber, our run game. Winston, again, was our leading rusher.
Yeah, couldn't get nothing going running.
Which, we kind of figured that.
Yeah, these guys tackle.
Well, they're the number one rush defense.
Yeah, that's right.
So you kind of knew that going in, but at the same time, you don't want your quarterback to be your leading rusher.
You know, in my defense, after our last podcast, I said, oh, crap, it's going to rain down there. Mm-hmm. That changed my outlook because we don't have any running game. They do.
Yeah, that wasn't on the record.
I know.
That was a good try, Ralph.
It was a good try.
So what was the final score? 25-14?
I don't know. I blacked out halfway through the third quarter. It's like, what is a good bunch of dummies?
So the Saints, they clinched the playoff berth and the division today with their win, Panthers loss.
Yeah, they put a whole game out in front of that thing.
Yeah.
And if the Rams need to lose, Saints have to win out and the Rams have to lose one more and the Saints will win first place. Look at that home field advantage in the bye all the way through the playoffs.
Right. So is it they're 1-2? In the conference?
Yeah, Saints are it.
So if they fall to 2, I mean, they'll still get a bye.
Yeah, they'll get a bye, but they won't get home field advantage unless the Rams lose.
Okay.
In the playoffs.
Right.
So there's that. Let's hope everybody just curb stomps the Saints from here on out.
Our defense is playing some soft coverage. They were playing off
they
the receivers
did a couple
a few times.
Times,
and that pissed me off.
Grimes, I just don't like this.
I know. Somebody tweeted a picture of, I think, Chris. BBP Chris or something on Twitter. He posts a lot of GIFs and videos and stuff. And he posted one of Grimes like 10 yards off.
Yeah.
Like what? I was like, you know, if he's any closer, he might actually have to touch somebody. And we know how he doesn't like that.
Yeah. I think I've seen him touch two people this year.
Oh, yeah. By accident, they ran into him.
When it's 3rd and 8 and you're off the receiver 10 yards, that's just retarded.
Yeah, that just makes no sense. Why would you? I mean, they're going to get that yardage. They're going to pick it up minimum.
Yeah. Don't know. Don't know. Don't like it, though. Never have.
No. How did Mike Evans do today? Not great.
Not great. I mean, he had 2 or 3 catches.
Yeah. Like, he made that big reception right off the bat. It was like 34 yards or something.
Yeah.
And then was MIA until the 3rd quarter, I think.
Yeah, not a real good showing. It wasn't horrible. He didn't drop any passes.
No touchdowns. Cameron Brate, he made 2 today. And we beat the team record. We have over 30 touchdowns scored this season. That's a team record.
By our tight ends?
No, just overall.
Oh.
But with
really?
Brate's touchdown, yeah.
30 is a team record.
Yeah. 2 a game.
Jesus. Maybe we're giving Winston a really low bar to beat.
Maybe. You know?
He's the best quarterback we ever had. No, that's not true. You know, we had Steve Young. Steve Young.
Doug Williams.
We had Doug Williams, who played probably the best Super Bowl game ever.
I think you measure a quarterback by their Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I do. I just think that you do.
That's the ultimate trophy.
Yeah. I mean, Eli Manning, 2 Super Bowl rings. Dude's elite in my brain.
Yeah, there you go. You heard it here first. She's a Tom Brady fan. He's only got like 7. How many Super Bowl trophies does Tom Brady have?
I think
5?
Probably 4.
Geez.
Yeah.
How does that even happen? How does that happen?
Cheating.
Right. Well, you know, I don't know. I think it's just luck. You know, you flip a coin. Great experiments they do in classes with economic classes and stuff like that is you flip a coin 100 times. You get everybody in class. That's their assignment. You go home. You flip a coin 100 times, and you write down what it is. Heads or tails, heads or tails. The teacher knows how to look at the scores or the
tally.
The tally and tell what's fake and what's not. Because in the real world, you flip a coin 100 times, there's going to be a string of 7, 8, 9, 10 in there somewhere of all heads or all tails. And we don't, as you know, you go in and you're like, oh, I don't feel like flipping 100 coins. I'm just going to write stuff down. And if you start doing it, you'll be like 2 here, 3 here. You won't go higher than 4 or 5.
You know, I think I had that homework, and I think I cheated, and so they probably knew.
Yeah, knew right away. There's teachers that have like 100% accuracy rate on being able to pick students that didn't do it to the students that did.
I don't know that mine did, thankfully.
Yeah. My point being is that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are the flipping 10 coins in a row on heads. You know, you're always going to have that. They're always going to be around. It's always going to pop up.
So what is it with the Bucks? We're just flipping tails all the time.
We're getting all tails.
We're losing our coin.
We dropped it down the gutter.
Yeah.
We spent the last 10 years trying to get the grade off so we can go down and get our coin.
I really do think
covered in poop.
This game, I feel like you have to divide into the 2 halves. Like first
the good half.
Yeah.
Yeah, first half we just
the sober half and the drunk half.
I know which half I was. But I felt it coming. Did you feel it coming? I felt it coming.
Yeah, kind of.
As soon as
you're like, we can't keep this up.
To me it was when Santos missed that first kick. It was like really
again.
And then that just brought on the whole I'm thinking about, oh, we're gonna screw this up.
Yeah.
Everybody was thinking that.
And then he missed 2.
He missed another one.
Ugh. Not that it would have helped us any because we lost by 11.
Yeah.
So we still would have needed another touchdown.
Yeah, there was plenty of breakdowns to be had across the board. Although, you know, I think defense did well.
I just don't think that they did.
Well, you know,
I don't think they did.
I thought, you know, I thought it was going to be the higher scoring game.
Yeah.
You can't stop New Orleans offense. It's like you can't stop. The only thing that stops our offense is us. And it's the same with them, except Dallas did beat them up a little bit. Dallas punched them in the face. Great game. That really made my Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah.
Seeing New Orleans just get whooped up and down the field.
But our tackling, I think, was bad. And there was one really good tackle by Jordan Whitehead. Thomas made a reception. Jordan Whitehead just flew in out of nowhere. That was a bat cracker right there.
Yeah, bat cracker. That's a good term. I like that. But, you know, the offense put the defense in tough situations all day. Defense, special teams, you know, they got that blocked punt. That really put the defense in a bind. Cutter was saying that Jameis was under duress all day.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying earlier. 10 quarterback hits, 4 sacks. I mean, how many times did he scramble? He was our leading rusher.
It's never good when your quarterback's your leading rusher.
Right. And that's one of his positives.
It's like when your safeties make all the tackles. That's never a good thing either.
Yeah. Yeah. So, disappointing. Just disappointing. So, you think that we beat ourselves?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they didn't do anything special.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It did feel like it was, you know, our momentum just kind of deflated.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they gave up, just that they didn't think they were going to win.
Would have been different if the stands would have been full and they were cheering. And when the Saints were on the field, they were making all kinds of noise.
Yeah, like booing and stuff.
Yeah. Just heckle them. Intimidate the other team. That's a 12th man responsibility right there.
Somebody tweeted that at the end of the game, there were a bunch of Saints fans going, "Who dat? Who dat?"
Yeah.
In the stands.
Yeah, that's all that was left by the end of the game.
They're so obnoxious.
The Pewter Report has just said, it was a statement game for the Bucs on Sunday against New Orleans. Unfortunately, the statement was, this team is not very good.
Probably Trevor wrote that crap.
Oh.
They're so negative.
You know, the team is good.
They're just not executing well.
Just not all the way around.
Yeah. There's some work to do.
Yeah. I mean, our defense was the worst defense in the history of the NFL the first half of the season. They turned it around.
Yeah. I mean, look how much we were talking in the preview about how much turnover we've had since that week 1. And, you know, we have a brand new coach. We had a coaching staff change in the middle of the season. I mean, it's a very different team than when it was week 1.
The secondary totally is different. Do we have a starter? Well, Grimes started today.
Kind of. I mean, he was present.
He started. He was there.
He was on the list.
He was
on the field.
What's he done this year?
Nothing.
Yeah. Collect a paycheck.
Yeah.
I hope he's gone next year.
You're
just calling him out.
I don't normally say that about people, but he just seems like a cancer.
Really?
Yeah. You can't have somebody that doesn't give a crap and doesn't want to be there. That's how I feel like. I feel like he just doesn't give a crap.
Man, you are reading some stuff into this.
He does not care about the Buccaneers. He doesn't play like he cares. Where's he been all season?
No, I could agree with that.
I mean, he's our veteran cornerback. He's been in the league how many years? And he just...
312.
I know. And he's just never... What has he done all season? Does he have an interception?
No.
Does he have a pass defense? Like,
good
maybe
point.
3. I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of guys get... he's gotten thrown on quite a bit.
He plays like 15 yards off the receiver every play. We watched him, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, run up to a receiver that had the ball and then backed off of him instead of making the tackle. He does not play like he gives a crap about whether the Buccaneers are winning or losing.
Yeah. Plays like somebody doesn't want to get hurt for sure.
Maybe, but I don't feel like he's a real football player. I don't feel like he enjoys the game.
You know what? You're going to have his wife wanting to.
Whatever.
She's going to say
she's
wants to stab you.
She's trash too.
Damn. What's her name? Miko?
Yeah.
Miko.
Whatever. Like, I just don't. Like, some guys, they just like football. They want to go. They want to hit people. They want to play the game.
Yeah, I never got that from him.
No.
He's dainty.
Yeah. I feel like he's just playing it because he was good at it in college, maybe, and it's a way to make money.
Yeah, so, but you know, his daintiness pays off sometimes. It just hasn't this year.
For who does it pay off?
Well, you know, he'll bat some passes down every now and then. But he ain't done nothing right. this year.
Is he any better than like a Jonathan Banks? I don't think so.
Right.
They throwing on him just as much as they would Banks.
Jonathan Banks, man. What I know. A crash and burn.
Yeah.
He was never good.
But is Brent Grimes better? Marginally, maybe.
Well, you know, the thing that bothers me about Brent Grimes is you know they're going to catch the underneath stuff.
You know,
he's going to give up 6-8 yards at any time they want 6 or 8 yards.
He just doesn't take pride in his craft. Like JPP, you can tell, is on that line. He's thinking about how to make a play every down.
He's not good at holding the edge, though, on the run game.
I
saw two plays today where they got around him on the edge.
I mean, he's more of a pass rusher.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I just feel like he's watching film, he's studying, he's trying to get better. Brent Grimes, I just feel like
he's
there for the paycheck.
Yeah, good point. JPP's out there fighting every down, trying to win something. Grimes is just looking for an opportunity to bat a ball down.
I don't think he even does that. I don't feel like he even does that.
I made a note a couple weeks ago that he made a tackle.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Ralph, that is the lowest bar I've ever heard in my life for a football player.
He avoided a block and made a tackle. Normally, he goes right to the blocker. Yeah, I mean, you could definitely tell he like, prances around.
Like waiting for the whistle to blow.
Yeah.
Hoping he doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, Miko's going to want to stab both of us.
Come at me, bro. So, I just, you know... Offense didn't look great. You say the defense looked all right. I don't know.
All right. It actually looked better than I was expecting.
But the Saints put up 25 points in the second half.
Yeah, well, a lot of that was because they got the ball.
In good field position.
I mean,
there was some bad tackling. The Bucs had some bad tackling.
Yeah, we don't have bad tackling. We're just not a good tackling team.
Right. But I feel like that can... And they weren't making stops when they needed to.
No, they weren't like set up to make stops.
I mean, there were a few times when you're like, all right, somebody needs to make a play. The Saints can't put up any more points. And then what happened? They put up more points.
Yeah, they just get the first down and another first down. And...
So that was kind of disconcerting. Mm. And I felt like the offense felt rushed to get something done. And thankfully, I mean, that's normally when Jameis makes a lot of mistakes, and thankfully that didn't happen today, but it felt like prime opportunity for that to happen again.
Yeah, see, the sack rate is really going to shoot up because Jameis is now like, screw you guys, I'm going to take a sack instead of throw an interception because it makes me look bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my job? No, I'll take the sack because that never makes me look bad.
Right, that's not his fault.
Yeah. You know, the quarterback gets sacked, it's the offensive line's problem.
And he's taking sacks now. It should be. They need to be held accountable for that.
Yes, they need to see that. You know, it is a weakness on our team. Our offensive line is just...
Donovan Smith. He just pisses me off.
Yes.
He makes me... Like, Ben
even,
and I...
Even a barber called him out today.
Yeah. It's bad. He's another one. I just feel like he doesn't give a crap about being out there.
You get that feeling. You look at him. He's got his arms down to his side.
Yeah.
Just kind of
he's moseying around.
Yeah, moseying.
Just,
that's a good word. It's like he's out there grazing the grass.
No sense of urgency. You know, Jensen, you feel like, wants to go out there and hit people.
Yeah.
As evidenced by all his unnecessary roughness penalties.
They were both bullshit. They could have got it for a block in the back.
He's playing through the whistle. You can't fault him for that.
No.
I don't think.
Not enough and guys
why,
do that.
And why Winston was in his face.
I don't know what that was all about, you know. It was just...
You assume it's about the penalty. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's something else.
Yes. Jensen might have been talking crap about that guy and didn't like him, and so he took out a little bit of anger on him, and Winston knew it. You know, there's all kinds of things that could have been going on, but they were going at it.
I mean, Winston had the crazy eyes going on.
I have never seen him like that. That's when I went, oh, no, because Winston got emotional.
Yeah.
He's got a... Look at Cam Newton. Look at how Cam used to be horrible. horrible. He would get on the sidelines, put a towel over his head and mope, and he'd make bad decisions. You can't make good decisions when you're emotional like that.
That's true. So you fully expect a total meltdown after that. And that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, we came out after the half, we made some good plays, and then they blocked a punt, and then it was all over from there.
That guy is awesome. Number 7 for New Orleans.
Screw
their third string quarterback that they drafted. He's great. He's just,
well, they're grooming him to take over after Breeze. They kind of do the same thing that Baltimore does with Tavares Jackson, where he's kind of out there doing these read options.
Yeah,
sometimes
they're throwing him out, just get him some field time.
Exactly.
Use him as a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that guy just, he plays very old school. He might be the first player we've had in NFL since like the 1960s that has played defense, offense, and special teams. I wouldn't be surprised to see him out there playing linebacker. He can do it.
Yeah, he's a little small.
Yeah, they got Bridgewater in there as a second string quarterback. He's a third string quarterback, but they're definitely grooming him. When he's playing quarterback, during the preseason, I couldn't tell the difference between him and Drew Brees, except that guy was bigger and stronger and faster. I was like, man, Drew Brees is killing it out there. Yeah.
Well, he took a few snaps today, too. And you see Brees was out to the right as wide receiver. Didn't move. At all. He just stood there and stayed. He looked like a mannequin out there.
He's like, I got 7 kids to feed. I'm not trying to get hurt.
He doesn't have that many. He's got 3, I think.
Oh, I'm thinking the Chargers guy.
Yeah. He's got 9 kids. Philip Rivers. Yeah. But Fitzpatrick, I think, has 7. He's got another one on the way in January.
You'd think their wives would look like balloons after they've been deflated after a party. Or no. Yeah.
You shouldn't talk about their wives.
Oh, really? We are trashing Mika, Brent Grimes.
Oh, come on, but she deserves it.
That's different.
It's different. So, what do you think? What does this mean for the Bucks?
Well, they still got a chance. It's a long shot, but we were down to a 5% chance of going to the playoffs, and then we shot up to a 30% chance of playoffs. Now we're probably down to 7% or some crap like that.
No, going into this, we were like 60%.
60%?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge jump. So
yeah, could go either way. And then we needed Atlanta to lose. They didn't. Or no, Atlanta lost today. I think that didn't help us. Green Bay won. I think we needed Green Bay to win. I think we needed Green Bay to lose. And then Panthers lost. We needed that. Redskins lost. We needed that.
Yeah, we did good on what we needed to do today, except for us playing good and winning.
Like the one thing that we had control over.
Yeah,
so we needed Falcons to win over the Packers. They did not.
Maybe we should just start doing tarot card readings or something.
And then Cowboys over Eagles, we need that to happen. I think they play at 4. And then Seahawks over Vikings, they play Monday. So, I mean, all that could happen. The only thing that didn't happen was Packers beat the Falcons, so.
Yeah, we're still in it, and.
But then we played.
Honestly, we just played bad today. It wasn't bad play calling. It wasn't, we got out-coached. It was just bad play. It was the players on the field. What I'm worried about is that there's going to be an implosion. You know, you see players fighting on the sidelines on a losing team.
Yeah, and then I think Jenaline reported that people were dropping F-bombs on the way back to the locker room, like in the tunnel. You know, that shit echoes.
Well, that's fine. As long as they weren't saying it to each other.
No, I don't think they were. I think it was just general frustration.
Good. I want them to be frustrated.
Yeah, they should be.
Better than them partying and being happy.
Yeah.
I'm not happy.
Ping pong.
I didn't put in near the work they did. Florida Football Insiders is saying, so much for running the table and so much for the slipping into the playoffs. Hey, it was always a bit of a pipe dream anyway, but now we're done.
We're not done yet.
I know. These guys don't watch football, man. Crazy stuff can happen.
I mean, to be fair, we don't look like a playoff caliber team for sure. We get in the playoffs. I don't know how far we're going to get. We're just so inconsistent. It just varies from week to week.
Yeah, but we could go in and be the playoff team because we can do that. We've done that.
We can flip heads. 3 times in a row.
10 times in a row. 10 times. That would take. Ugh.
Right, but then you got to look at the teams that are in the playoffs. Teams like the Rams, the Saints.
The Rams. They can't nobody beat the Rams. I'm sorry. Who did beat them?
They're 10-2, so 2 teams.
Are they? I thought they were 11-1.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
So who was it that beat them?
I have no idea.
I'm going to go to the NFL site, and I hate going here because their site is just horrible.
I could probably do better with Google.
I know, right?
Yeah. I'm going to beat you. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to look it up on my phone. I don't even know where you're going. Highlights.
I don't know where I'm going either. I'm focused on you now. I'm like, I can't remember what we were looking up. What were we looking up? It's taking me so long to find crap on NFL.com. What were we looking up?
The Rams record. Oh, they are 11-1. One team beat them. Let's see.
This is horrible. I hate their website.
Oh, guess who beat them?
Okay, let me guess. Kansas City.
No.
That's right. They beat Kansas City. Boy, that was a good game. San Francisco.
No.
Seattle.
No.
Is somebody in their division? Arizona?
No. No.
Somebody in our division?
Yes.
The Saints.
The Saints.
Whoa.
The only ones that have beat them.
Well, you know, then I will give credit to our team for that because we didn't make them look good today. I mean, they look like they struggled.
In the first half, not the second half.
Don't think they were making huge plays. They were just...
They did 97 yards rushing.
Yeah, but it was chunks at a time. I don't know. I didn't see them, like,
nothing lighting
shit up. Yeah. So... Whatever. I'm still saying the Bucs are a good team.
Yeah.
They're getting better. Defense has gotten better.
That's true.
And we've said this for, what, 3 years now? 4 years? The offensive line is just horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And it's gotten better.
Ugh. That's how bad it was.
That's how bad it was.
What was Lovey thinking? Coming in here and you blow up a top 10 offensive line. And everyone...
You will never tell me that Lovey was not a Manchurian candidate. That he wasn't a Trojan horse. He was mad about getting fired by the Buccaneers. And then, like a bunch of dummies, we hired him back. Ugh. He wanted to take this franchise down.
You think so?
That's the only answer. You just don't do that. You do not come in and immediately fire the whole offensive line.
Ugh.
Who does that? Craziest thing I've ever seen a head coach do.
I mean, we are missing Donald Penn now. And look at him in Oakland.
I would still take.
I would too.
That was 5 years ago. All these guys are old as crap now, and I would still take. I'd get him out of retirement.
I know.
It's not true. I like Ali Marpet. I like Jensen.
I like Jensen.
Benock might be growing on me, but I gotta watch this tape. He's been good the last 2 games. I like that fire he's getting. Other than that, man, I don't.
Johnson.
Care. Nah, I never thought he was that great.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just big.
Yeah. I mean, he's average, though. I don't think that you can go and get somebody.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Better. Yeah.
Not bad.
So I think you just, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So really what we just said, we just named off everybody on the offensive line and we said, they're okay. Donovan Smith.
He's got to go.
He's going to give you 4 or 5 bad plays every game.
And then the penalties. He gets a lot of penalties.
Yeah, that's
on
not
him.
Including penalties.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so you add those 2 on.
He costs us constantly.
That's 6 plays a game. That's like a sack.
And then your quarterback's getting the shit beat out of him because of him.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have that. You just can't have it.
That's like the most valued position on the offensive line, and ours is horrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't fix everything at once, and they've been fixing stuff.
Yeah, slowly.
I mean, our wide receiver crew's top of the league. You can't beat it.
Even with D-Jax gone.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Not missed. Although he wasn't there. O.J. Howard wasn't there. And Fitzpatrick wasn't there. And we had all 3 of those in game 1. And
yeah.
We beat them.
But we weren't as focused on the pass, I feel like, this game. You couldn't be with the weather.
Yeah, the weather was really bad for us, I think.
Yeah. We had, like, less than 300 yards total offense.
That's 3 times in a row?
Yeah.
No, I think 3 games ago. Last week, they only had 200 and some.
No, I think we had 300 and something.
Okay, I'm thinking passes.
Yeah. So, I mean, this week it was total yards, though. We had less than 300.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we had like 100. think 105 rushing. We didn't do terrible rushing. But when you get down, you got to throw it. We had no time on the clock, you know, playing from behind like that. It's never a good thing.
Yeah, so our predictions were really wrong. We both predicted the Bucks to win. Molly said...
I said 32-30.
Well, I said 42.
I think 42-37,
38. I wrote it down here somewhere. We'll go with what you said. 42-38, right?
Something like that.
We need to put these in order.
I know. So we were wrong. It was actually a pretty low scoring game. Relatively for both teams, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if our offense could have scored some points, we would have won that game.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point, right?
That's how you win the game. You score more points than your opponent. I'll put it in here. prediction. Ah, here it is. Found it. Ralph, Bucks 32, Panthers 28. That was last week.
Well, you know, we should go over that while we're at it.
I'm going to quit and drink some more beer because that's more entertaining than me constantly being wrong about crap I can't find.
I don't know. I find that kind of entertaining.
It is pretty entertaining.
So, disappointing game overall.
But disappointing
first
and uninspiring.
First half was good. First half you could live with if we just kept that up.
Yeah.
Second half, blah. Enough terribleness to last both halves.
Yeah, that'll do us for the rest of the year, Buccaneers. No more terribleness.
Next week is the Cowboys, which I'm not any more optimistic about.
You know what really sucks, though, is we started off this season, the first four games of the season, at least three games, you were thinking, man, we're good, you know?
And now it's just back and forth. Okay, we're good. Okay, we're bad. Okay, we're pretty good. We're not so bad. We're bad.
It just every game is different.
You never know what we're getting week
This
to week.
Is what an abusive relationship is like.
They do a little something to pull you back in.
And then you're always coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to watch another Bucks game again. You put your gear away. You don't talk about Buccaneers for like 22 hours.
Oh, man. Well, on to next week. It's Cowboy season.
Ugh. All I can conjure up on that is just, ugh. If they play like they did against the Saints, we're going to get stomped. They're just going to punch us, beat us up. But, you know, that might not be their team. I haven't really paid much attention to Dallas this year. Haven't seen too many games. That might have just been that one game. They were angry for having to play on Thanksgiving. All the crap they wanted to do. That's how I'd be. If I was an NFL player, I'd be thinking, man, I've got millions of dollars. I can hang out and do stuff I want to do. Or I can go out there and take the chance of breaking my neck, breaking an arm, definitely, getting an MCL. I mean, those are like a dime a dozen.
So you'd be Brent Grimes, basically.
I'm saying, I don't fault the guy. Just wish he didn't play on our team.
Right.
I want a bunch of guys that don't think that away.
Right.
That's why I'm not an NFL player, to be honest. I've got the skills. I could do it.
No comment.
I just, you know, don't want to get hurt.
Pain hurts.
I think that's like a prerequisite.
Okay. I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah, well, Miko's going to come after you, Molly Bay. At BuccaneersObserver.com.
I'll screenshot the emails and tweet them out.
All right, wrap us up, Molly.
If you want to get in touch with me, my email is MollyBay@BuccaneersObserver.com. You can reach Ralph at Ralph@BuccaneersObserver.com. Follow us on Twitter at Bucks_Observer. And our website is BuccaneersObserver.com.
Until then, until next time.
Go Bucks!